Want to understand what climate change is really all about? Want to get the latest environmental news? Listen to the Green Diva's My Earth 360 report and hear it all, from WTF to encouraging news and ways that you can take action for the Earth. This segment is sponsored by TrueGoods.com, because shopping should be fun, not frightening. True Goods helps you make simple choices for healthier, safer, cleaner living. Tell truth, shop good at TrueGoods.com. Hi, Green Diva Lynn.
Hey, Green Diva Meg.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Happy Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day to you.
Oh, then that's Seth chiming in.
What's up?
Hey, green dude, Seth.
What's up? Green Living Guy here. What's going on? This is our first collaborative interview on the air.
I know.
Big up.
Yeah, because, you know, Lynn is like one of those people, I know you had the same experience with her, that we've known her because she's very social.
Yes.
On the social media thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like such a powerhouse out there. So we all know her. And now we get to play with her.
I'm flexing my muscles right now.
You are.
Literally?
Yes, I am.
You're flexing your muscles?
So just imagine that.
Cool. I like that. Which ones?
My bicep.
Oh, okay.
It's not as exciting for Seth,
no,
I don't think.
No, it can be. Yeah.
So, let's... I love having Seth. It's so much fun.
But I have to censor myself. You know, this is iHeartRadio.
He's like the green Howard Stern.
I'm a guy. What do you expect? You know, come on. Hey, now.
Couple of gorgeous green divas on the air.
You're green divas.
So tell us what's happening this Earth Day. What were we going to talk about for our Green Divas My Earth 360 today?
Well, I have a WTF story.
Okay.
We always like to have those.
Yeah, we do. They're just, you know, yeah.
Keeps us on our toes.
Yes.
So if you happen, and I know you guys don't, but if anybody out there happens to eat genetically engineered soy, according to a new study, chances are you're also getting a dose of the weed killer Roundup.
Oh, that's ugly.
Yeah, not too yummy.
But you know what? I know that
yummy.
I don't buy genetically engineered soy. I'm pretty fussy, but you know, I realize that sometimes when I'm out there, like I think this weekend I had some tofu and a Thai thing, and I thought, you know, this probably is not organic, you know, GMO-free soy.
No.
Right.
No. I just recently,
so we're getting it.
Somebody sent me a thing that I put on Facebook, and somebody jokingly said, oh, you're going to get sued by the big M. we don't want to say their name now, totally. There was a study done, and 75% of the air and water studied in this sample from across the country, 75% of it had good old Roundup in it.
That stuff's
lovely.
Really, really prevalent.
new study found extreme levels of Roundup in 70% of the soy plants studied, the genetically engineered soy plants. And the crazy thing is that these extreme levels were 60% higher than what Monsanto defined as extreme back in 1999.
Oh,
and Monsanto, of course, is the maker of Roundup.
Wait a minute. So they defined an extreme level.
Exactly.
And then they exceeded it by 60%?
Yes.
Oh.
Ooh, so we're 160% of our levels.
Isn't that lovely? And there was another study that was published in January that found residue of Roundup in animals and humans. Maybe you guys heard of that one. So,
Know what? It's just unacceptable.
Right.
It really
so
is.
That's why you just have to look for the non-GMO project label.
You just have to find it you have to see the movie Unacceptable Levels.
See, that was a plug.
Come on now. What do you think I'm here for, people?
He's good at that.
which you can purchase on thegreendivas.com.
That's right. You can.
Yes, I know.
Absolutely. So that is a... something to chew on.
A few years ago, even before actually I started seeing GMO and Roundup all over social networks, is I actually did an Instagram picture, and I even did it back then when I was on Foursquare, of just, I went to Home Depot and I saw a picture of the Roundup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I took a picture of it and I said, this is not to buy.
Right. I do not buy
so,
this.
So, like, I think there should just be a campaign of us, all of us, just taking pictures of it on all of our social networks throughout the entire summer and say, don't use this.
Well, and when you say don't use this, it also means don't buy products like GMO soy, yep. GE soy, genetically engineered
I'm
soy.
I'm just trying to keep it simple
it.
For some
I know
people,
it is. I know what you mean.
One step at a time.
I know.
And I think that if we can get people off, slowly off a Roundup, it's going to mean a, once again, that free market
See,
thing that
I just
want to
do.
It's going
like,
to hit them where it hurts the most.
I want a neighborhood campaign because I know
Achilles heel.
That
money.
When I walk my dog, there's, you know, a couple of neighbors that use a lot of pesticides.
Oh, and he's walking in it.
Chemical fertilizers,
yep.
And it really upsets me. So I walk in the street around
right.
a couple of places.
So do I.
Guys, I can
yep.
smell it.
Oh, of course you can. Mm-hmm. Of course you can.
And then sometimes they have a little sign like this.
Oh, I love when
treated.
I see the sign yeah. when I just wake up in the morning, and then I feel like I'm in the apocalypse now. I love the smell of
like
Roundup
it.
In the morning.
I've seen a danger sign walking through or running through a park that has a running trail.
Yeah,
and
same.
It says, don't walk on the grass. We just sprayed pesticides.
You think those
it's
state
like,
employees
seriously?
Care? Spraying, getting our paycheck.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Well, you know, I really think that could be like an action that I would like to develop is getting – neighborhoods, getting mm-hmm. people to get active in their neighborhoods and educating their neighbors. Because
right.
it bums me out that, like, I have this really chemical-free yard. It's all organic. Okay, it's not the prettiest, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I got flowers. I got good green stuff.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
my neighbors are like, what's – what? And if it's all going down into the
water
sewers
table.
And,
yes.
and the aquifer
right.
and
right.
In the soil,
right.
what good is it if we're not all on board?
Right.
No,
yeah.
And what's the number one thing that we use water for in this country? You wouldn't think of it.
Watering our lawns, I suppose.
Ding, 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 ding. Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
It has nothing to do with cleaning ourselves or our...
Or growing food.
Or clothes
or
our food or anything like that. Well, yeah, because these guys figured out, hey, we can grow this stuff with less water. You know, so, you know, now we need less water to even grow our own frickin' food because
it's a little scary.
A little GMO.
Yeah, it's freaking.
Give me a break.
So I'm going to propose that based on this conversation that we consider, Lynn, developing, and we'll get Seth involved,
yeah.
some kind
mm-hmm.
of little local campaign to educate people
right.
about pesticides in their yards, be it
yeah,
Roundup
we just
or whatever.
To, we just need to, you know, go back to doing, you know, the networks that we're on.
Mm-hmm.
For starters, at least, and just start constantly taking pictures of stuff not to get.
Yeah,
I think
that's true.
That will
that
be
does
the,
have
that's
an impact.
The simplified way of doing
it.
It
does have an impact.
And then from there, I'll figure out some other creative ways to get people mobilized. Not that you Green Divas can't figure that out, but I'm just thinking
yeah.
of other ways. You know, maybe I'll put a poll up saying, "Have
yeah,
you
right.
did you stop using Roundup this year or something
or
like
whatever.
That?" You know,
yeah.
something. But you know, the pictures always tell a thousand words,
they
and
die.
I always believe that if we could just show people easily what not to get or what to get, it'll make life easier for
well,
them.
I think that is
know.
one way. We're going to find a lot of ways to do it, but I'm committed. All right, so I'm making a commitment now.
So
on
that's
Earth Day.
Our own personal take action. We
yeah.
need to develop that.
Yeah, I'd like to develop it so that, you know, over the next year we can report that this is what happened. This is how many people jumped on board and said, yeah,
yeah
I'm
well,
not going to use chemicals
yeah.
on my lawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, and they also say, which is hard for me during this time too, with or during other holidays as well, is the number one food that is like ton pesticide are potatoes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Because they pesticide the ground. The things
the soil
grow
is
in
like,
the ground.
Yeah, chemical fertilizers.
Right.
Right.
And then they spray it while it's growing.
Yeah.
And then they pull it out from there and then
oh.
they clean it. And it's just not the way to go
no.
at all. No, no. It's crazy. And then think about, you know,
so
all those people
is...
on Mickey D's and all that kind
I can't
of stuff.
Even, I
know?
Can't even think about it. It's giving me a headache. Hey, Gracie. So we've digressed from soy, some Roundup in our soy.
Well, it's just the pesticide concept. I know. It's the unacceptable levels.
What else? Because we got to close now almost. We're running out of time.
Well, should I just go to I had one quick thing about pistachios. Pistachio shells being used for energy.
Oh, I like it. That's a cool one.
I like that. Turkey, talk more.
In Turkey, they're planning to build. It depends on if they get it approved or not. But they're planning to build the country's first ecological city with buildings heated by burning pistachio shells.
Wow. Really?
Which is really cool. Yeah.
They're eating a lot of pistachios over there, huh?
Yeah, they make a lot of pistachios over there.
I see.
They're trying to find a use for the waste.
Brilliant.
Wow.
That's a pretty cool thing.
Brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Well, that's like gasification, really, right? They want to, I guess it's going into the landfills, so instead of it creating a form of methane, they can take that methane gas or whatever comes off of it.
Don't get us going on the methane thing.
Burn them, so who knows, you know, how that's going to work.
We had a whole cow fart episode a couple of weeks ago.
But I think that what's interesting, and I'll mention this too, is and this is something that's talked about in my area as well, is right next door to Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant is a BP gasification plant where they take trash and make it localized energy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It is. I stood there trying to see if there was even like a fume that I could see coming out of the smokestack.
Right.
It wasn't a thing.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Oh,
all right.
Fantastic.
They get credit.
They're
get
like
points.
Over 100% cleaner. Talk about on the flip side, they're 100% cleaner than what EPA proposes them to be.
Well, that's cool. So, you know, and like pistachio shells, it's like whatever we have, excess of garbage we've got.
Yeah. Right.
But Turkey's got a lot of pistachio shells.
They got a lot of pistachio shells. Yeah.
So whatever it is that your community or your society or culture or whatever has a lot of, find a way to make, clean fuel from it. Oh, that is awesome.
I think
very promising.
People need to move to Staten Island right now.
Right?
They got one hell of a landfill there. They could just plug right in, you know? S.C. Johnson is doing that. S.C. Johnson built a power plant that was right next to a landfill.
Well, smart.
Tapped right in.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, my daughter lives in Staten Island.
Now they're powering it up. They're powering up the plant using the landfill gas.
I like it.
Thank goodness.
So what else you got for us on this special Earth Day, Lynn?
Well, just in time for Earth Day.
Earth Day.
National Park Week started over the weekend, and it goes through April 27th.
All right.
If you want to be picky, technically it's 9 days, not a week, but they call it National Park Week. There are over 400 national parks in the U.S.
Wow.
And this is important to know. In 2013 was the third straight year that Congress cut national parks funding.
Oh.
And you know what? We pay, on average, the average American household pays only $2.56 in taxes each year.
Really?
For national parks.
It's ridiculous.
And that's I'd pay five. I'd pay five and be happy because,
I'd pay ten.
If you've ever been to any of the national parks and appreciated some of the beauty that is in this country, the natural beauty.
Hello? Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, come on, people. Pay $5 for the year. That's like pennies.
They should do like, you know, maybe hopefully the parks will get to this, but, you know, maybe they should just do – I know they have like a National Parks Foundation, all that kind of stuff, but it should just be like if you go there, they should just have a little bit of a premium.
Mm-hmm.
For like the admission, so if it's $5, make it $10.
And you can give online if you go to nationalparks.org.
Really? Okay.
You know what? Now I got a thing I'm going to donate.
There's
to
a take
now.
Action.
That's my action item.
Yeah, like you that. Can give monthly or whatever. It's a tax deductible gift, and
I like
it'll
that.
Help the parks.
You
can also take action. I'll provide a link on the website on my post. To tell Congress to support the Centennial Initiative, which will give more funding to national parks.
I really, we have to close, but I'm just going to say really quick, why can't we direct our own taxes? I'm sorry, I don't trust politicians anymore to decide what appropriations.
Right.
I want to not pay so much for
Isn't
nuclear war.
Isn't that an oxymoron, trusting a politician?
Thank you. I don't know. But like, in my mind, it would be like education, national parks, you know, green
energy initiatives. Voting.
It's like it's like what we do with our mutual funds, you know, or whatever, our 401ks. Like, I want my money to go this way, or I want it to go that way. And there'll be a lot of people that want it to go for the defense.
I love that
theory. You know, our vote for our congresspeople and our senators is supposed to do that, but it doesn't anymore. Right? I know. It just doesn't work anymore. They're broken.
Wake up! Sorry.
They're broken, man.
Nah, man, they're broken. And the only way to do it, again, is with the dollar, unfortunately. But it's the way that we have to play it, you know? I mean, it's kind of it's – I'll leave with this for you, just that the only way you're going to get anything done – is we're talking about products, we're talking about issues, they go together, and we just need to step up and just start hearing what people like you, the three of us, are talking about.
Yeah.
If we do one, if everybody else out there just does one thing different from hearing what we do, it'll make such a multiplicitous effect that
like the butterfly effect, right?
Yes.
The rippling out. Mm-hmm. Well, everybody, enjoy, you know, your Earth Day. We're not closing up the show, but happy Earth Day, Lynn, and thank you for an excellent report, and happy National Parks Week.
I love
great
that.
Great talking to you guys.
Ditto.
Bye, Lynn.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Get all the details from this Green Divas My Earth 360 report and lots more on thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com, and myearth360.com. And remember to tell truth and shop good at truegoods.com.